Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Want to start out by reminding folks that we do have a few more spots available in our day camp happening this Friday. It is a no school day in the Griswold Community School District, and we'll be hosting a camp for 3rd through 5th graders on nature detectives. That'll be happening from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Griswold Community Center this Friday, the 25th. No cost to attend. You do need to bring a sack lunch and some warm weather gear, as we'll be taking an outdoor hike. If you'd like to sign your 3rd through 5th grader up for our Nature Explore Day Camp happening in partnership with the Cass County Conservation Board, you can drop that form off at the Cass County Extension office here or give us a call, 243-1132, to get registered for Nature Explore Day Camp in Griswold this Friday, the 25th of February. As we turn our calendar to March, right around the corner, we are hosting a beef feedlot marketing and economics session in partnership with the East Pottawatomie County Extension office. That'll be on March 2nd. At the Armstrong Research Farm by Lewis. The program begins at 1:30 p.m. and will end at 4 p.m. On the program for that day, a variety of presenters. We'll start with Dr. Lee Schultz, ISU Extension Livestock Economist, Tim Christensen, ISU Extension Farm Management Specialist, and Dr. Dan Loy, Director of the Iowa Beef Center. Schultz is discussing marketing outlooks and risk management, beef pricing from producer to consumer, competitive and transparent market proposals, and USDA price reports. Tim Christensen will address options for managing risk in the cattle industry, and Loy will review Iowa feedlot performance and benchmarking data. Again, that is happening on Wednesday, March 2nd, at the ISU Armstrong Research Farm outside of Lewis. If you're interested in getting signed up, you can do that by calling the Cass County Extension Office or the East Pottawatomie County Extension Office. You can find more information on that program on the Iowa Beef Center website as well. There is no cost to attend that program, but pre-registrations are requested to make sure we have enough materials for attendees. So if you're interested in learning more about the beef industry here in Southwest Iowa and getting some continuing education, we invite you to join us on March 2nd, Wednesday afternoon, beginning at 1:30 for the Beef Feedlot Marketing and Economics Session at the ISU Research Farm by Lewis. And finally, we're going to chat a little bit about houseplants. Two new articles available on the ISU Extension News site from Aaron Stile, our home horticulture expert here with ISU Extension. Information on selecting successful houseplants for your space and also troubleshooting some of those issues that you may notice cropping up in houseplants, from sticky leaves to damaged leaves. That information on the ISU Extension website. We're going to talk a little bit about selecting houseplants for your space today. As Iowa winters can certainly be dreary, we've definitely had a cold one this week. Sometimes those houseplants can provide a little bit of a break from the cold and brown that we see outdoors. Houseplants are a simple solution to fight those midwinter blues, and becoming a successful houseplant owner is pretty easy as long as you listen to the needs of your plants and follow these general tips. As I mentioned, these are from Aaron Stile, our consumer horticulture specialist with Extension. One of the first things that you need to do when selecting or locating a houseplant is the available light in your home should be considered. Many common houseplants available in Iowa are popular because they have lower light needs. A good rule of thumb is that most houseplants will thrive in bright, indirect light. The best way to do this is place a plant next to a window, but not directly in a ray of sun, or perhaps in an east window where it doesn't get that strong west sun. There are certain plants that require almost no direct sunlight, including snake plants, ZZ plants, and cast iron plants. However, on the opposite end of the spectrum, many succulents and cacti require a lot of sunlight and will thrive in direct rays of sun. So if you do have a west window, that's something to consider. And of course, those succulents are very popular houseplants right now as well. If you have what we talked about with a little bit of direct sun, but not much, many plants like philodendrons, pothos, and pilea appreciate that bright indirect light. One thing you might want to keep in mind when determining the best spot for your new plant are a few basic rules about light available from windows facing a particular direction. South-facing windows often considered to have bright light in general, but the amount of light coming through a window can be impacted by several factors. For example, if you have a south window, but there's trees or other buildings, even coatings on the windows, or if you frequently have a light shade pulled in front of the window, that would obviously impact the amount of total sun those plants are getting. You may even take into consideration the amount of overhang on your roof, as that may cause a little more shade during the day as well. Something else to keep in mind is the amount of water your plants are getting. Many of the issues we see in houseplants are caused by overwatering. It's easy to do accidentally, and when it happens, the symptoms look very much like underwatering, unfortunately, as plants start to droop and get a little bit yellow, so owners provide a little more water and the problems continue. One thing you don't want to do is water plants on a schedule, as your plants are going to use different amounts of moisture week to week and will be influenced by a wide variety of factors such as plant size, soil type, container type, and even time of year. If you want to follow a schedule, you should check your plants on a set schedule and then only water when the top inch or so of soil is dry to the touch. If you notice your houseplant wilting, do not immediately assume it's due to a lack of water. Rather, check your plants for signs of root rot or overwatering, or simply stick your finger in the soil and see if it's still damp. And of course, don't be afraid to ask questions. There's a lot of resources available from the Extension office here, and we encourage you to check some of those out if you have a specific type of plant you are trying to grow indoors. Of course, for more information on houseplants and a lot of different programs coming up here through Extension, we invite you to check out the Cass County Extension website, the Iowa State University Extension website, follow Cass County Extension on Facebook or Instagram, give our office a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street, on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.